Hi, Brian. How are you? Doing good?
Yeah, why did I just get transferred?
Brian, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. You were talking with Giselle, but she brought you over to me so that I can go over pricing and details with you. Did she mention that by chance?
Kind of.
Okay. Okay. So let me just pull up these notes that she did send over to me. Did you understand what the call was about, or did you need me to go over that with you again?
No, I understand.
Okay. So, you know, with the listing that just became available there within the local map section, our company, Local Splash, is currently looking for a business that's a good fit to put into this position. And so when I did a search for your company by name, it kind of gave me an idea of what type of online presence you do currently have. There was quite a few different directories that I did find you listed on. No negative reviews. I see like Bizipedia. It looks like there's also an Angie's listing, used to be called Home Advisor. And then what else came up here that I found too?
Yelp.
Uh-huh. And then another Angie's listing, which is the Angie's regular page that they have. But for the most part, from what I see, I think we can both agree that you provide a quality service. I mean, with the reviews that I'm reading.
Yeah, I try to keep my stuff mostly to word of mouth, though.
Okay. So these directories...
because I don't like to get too much business, which I know sounds counterintuitive, but...
No, it doesn't. I mean, you want to be able to take what you can handle, right, and not being too overwhelmed.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
The Angie's listing and the Home Advisor, well, formerly known as Home Advisor, now it's called Angie's. Are you using both of those platforms now, or was that earlier on?
Yeah, so, no, I am now.
Okay.
So, all right, so I'm with both Angie's and Yelp. Yelp is a free trial right now, and Angie's, I spent $750 to get a $1,000 credit. And per lead, you know, they charge per lead a certain amount, and that depletes the balance.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, so far, both of them have been pretty disappointing.
Really? Mm.
Yeah, I've gotten one job from both of them combined, and maybe a total less than 10 leads.
No way. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's... I'm not too happy with either of them, and I'm kind of planning on canceling both of them.
Cutting ties, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Yelp, you're doing the free trial with them, right? Did you give them a credit card to put on trial to do the free trial? Okay, good. Okay. So you didn't give them any credit information, like payment information, right?
No.
Okay, good.
You know what? Maybe I did.
Okay, because I would say, Brian, if they're letting you try the Yelp ads, okay, for free as a trial, you would have had to have given them some payment information, because as soon as that trial's done, then they're going to start charging your card.
Yeah, dang you.
Just an FYI. Yeah. With Angie's...
Which is one of the things I need to cancel.
You need to take
and
care.
And with Angie's, I specifically said, no, let's do like a credit of whatever, a one-time fee. I didn't want a subscription thing. That is kind of the biggest thing that I'm noticing with this stuff, is it's all got to be subscription-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it hasn't really helped me. So.
Yeah, with Angie's, not – because I'm familiar with their program. We work with a lot of their clients. They're not associated with us. With them, what they do is they sell you leads that they capture when they run Google ads for themselves. That'll say like 25 best, you know, HVAC contractors near me. And they run those in an area where there's a heavy search. So that's why you pay a subscription to be on their website, because basically what you and everyone else is paying for is the ads that they're running on Google. They turn around and they resell those leads to you and to like two or three other businesses that are your competitors. So Not that it's a bad thing, but if you do not call that lead right away, Brian, someone else is going to beat you to the call. You might call and they say, I already found someone 2 months ago, you know. So that's the only, I would say, difficult part with their program. It kind of sounds like as long as you have someone on the phone, you pretty much know how to close a job, right? As I was looking through, let me see here. Let me take a look.
There's another company that called me to tell me that they could have people call me directly.
Uh-huh.
That sounded a little bit more promising because then
they're
calling you. You're not reaching out to them.
And that's exactly what we do is we make sure that whenever someone is searching up your services, Brian, not looking up your company by name, that they find you listed there on the first page and that they would call you directly. So that's what we do. Because that's typically where 90% of searches are going to start and stop is always on that first page.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let me take a look here. You don't use Facebook?
Nope.
Okay. And I know that you travel about a 40-mile or 50-mile radius is what I was told.
Yeah, does that – I mean, I travel up to Syracuse. I don't know. That's, I think, like, not quite 50.
Okay.
Travel out to Ithaca. Don't really travel out to Binghamton much.
Okay. And then the work that you do, is it both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Yep, I do both of it.
Okay, okay. And so do you have a crew that helps you, or you kind of do this all on your own?
Just me.
Oh, my goodness. One-man show here. Okay. So I can see why you're like...
Just a truck.
I've never heard that one, but that one sounds kind of cool. Okay. And the reason that I was asking you about the Facebook is to see if one of these programs would be the most beneficial for you. When it comes to, I guess, is it more new installs or are you also doing the servicing? What makes you money?
I personally prefer both of it makes money. I personally prefer doing service, but technically your installs are going to make you more money.
Right. Okay.
But, see, not a lot of people do service anymore, so.
Yeah. And then, do you carry at least a $250,000 general liability insurance minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you don't need licensing where you're at, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you need your EPA, but that's just to buy refrigerant.
Okay. No worries. So there is a particular program that I think would be really beneficial for you. We'll take a look at the pricing and what's included. If it doesn't fit within your budget, then we can look at another package that would work. But basically what this program, it's called the Ideal Package, and it puts you, it's basically two of the programs combined into one package. The first part of the program is a flat $249 a month, okay? And that $249 a month, it gets you listed on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop. You'll be listed on Bing. We'll brand the Yelp page, but we're not doing any Yelp ads. We just want to make sure they see your Yelp page available, you know, that it's visible there. We do Facebook advertising so that whenever someone performs a search on Google for your service and then they go to Facebook, and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they'll see your ad appear. We call it retargeting. And we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. They click on the ad and they call you. a lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen some really great results. And then we include a website for you that we build, host, and maintain, and we'll attach that website where you're listed, and we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using iPhone, Android, tablet, or voice searches will be able to pull you up in those search results on the first page. Okay? That part of the program is $249 a month. All right? And that's with direct calls coming to you. You can pick and choose the ones you want to take. Okay? The other part of this ideal package is the Google, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, but they call it now Google Verified. It's the ones that you're going to see at the very tippy top of the page, and they have this check mark that says Google Verified. I don't know if you've seen it before. It's right above the Google Ads. Maybe sound familiar?
Is it the sponsored?
It's right above. They might say sponsored on it, but if you open it up, it has a check mark. So they're at the very tippy top, okay? That is Google's pay-per-lead program, Brian, but these are not leads like Angie's leads or the Yelp leads, okay? These are leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share them with anyone. They're only sent to you. It's a direct call to you, okay? Now, what they require is for you to have the Google Business Profile, which is what we would be creating. They run a background check. They just want to make sure you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years, okay, which I'm sure you're fine. And then they want you to carry that minimum $250,000 in general liability, okay? Now, to get you approved, to get through that approval process, there is an application fee one time of $250. You fill out the application. You upload your insurance document. We push the application through to get approved by Google. Now, the approval can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks. Really depends how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Now, Brian, once you're approved, we will call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads, to turn the leads on within 3 days or unless if you told us otherwise. Okay? So, to turn on those leads, it's $572. That's the minimum monthly budget. And that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. The leads are $44, so it deducts it from the budget. But here's the kicker. Let's just say someone calls you to replace a water heater. That's outside of your services. Google credits a lead back. It's unqualified. If someone calls to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What's considered a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, right, talked about an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is a qualified lead, okay? Google has an AI system set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified. However, if, because our team's also managing it, if we see that one slips through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that back. Okay? If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in the budget rolls over. So now that next month, for the leads, you're paying $44 because you're basically getting your budget back up to the $572. You can shut those leads off whenever you need to, for as long as you need to. You have more control with those, okay? Any questions on that part?
Yeah. So I'd be paying the $249 plus the $572 a month.
There would be a month, correct, that because the $249 monthly, that would be like, say, for example, we set it up today, right? Today, you would pay $499, okay, because you're paying the $249 and just the application fee. The following month, every 30th of the month, you're paying $249 because that's covering your local SEO programming, the website, the directory submission. It's covering all of that, right, and the Facebook ads. Once you get approved for the Google Verified and you're ready to activate your leads, to turn them on, it's going to be you pay that $572, and then depending on what you receive in the first month determines what you pay the following month, right? So there would be a time, okay, where you would be paying the $249 and the $572 depending on when you turned on the lease, right?
Yeah, I don't want to be paying over $750 a month. The $249 doesn't sound terrible.
No. Now, if you wanted, so the other option would be this, Brian, because you at least have a personal Facebook, right, at the very least, correct?
No, I don't. No.
You don't? Okay. So you could... Okay. So you could do, do you like not like Facebook? Tell me.
Yeah, no, I'm not on any social media. I don't have Instagram.
Okay.
I don't have Snapchat, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. The reason that I'm asking is because if we did, okay, so here is an option for you, right? Let me explain how this works. You know the local map, okay, on Google? That local map is basically going to target anyone that is within probably 10 to 15 miles from your zip code, right? Anyone within that area would find you on the first page, okay? But in order to get you found outside of, you know, those 10 miles, 15 is like really pushing it, but to get you found outside of, say, the 10 to 15 miles, we have to either be running Facebook ads or Google ads or even with the Google Verified pay-per-lead program. So I'm thinking, do you like the pay-per-lead program? Just curious.
Yeah, I prefer that.
Okay. What if we did this?
Because it's not, I can shut it down if it's like Angie, which I have
yes.
a feeling it's going to be.
Well, I will tell you this. I promise
again,
you this.
If you pay as you go, and it's to me, it's a sunk cost. All right, I paid this money for all these leads, and I got like one of them back. All right,
mm-hmm.
You learned our lesson, shut it down. I hate the subscription model. Cannot stand it.
Yeah, I understand.
If you forget, you're getting billed.
Yeah, and one thing I will tell you is this. So with our program, with the pay-per-lead, you can shut those off through the app, or you can call us and say, I need you guys to shut them off, pause them. So you're not going to be left where you're constantly getting this charge over and over and over. You know what I mean? So there's an option that you can go with, because the pay-per-lead program, like our type of pay-per-lead program with the Google Verified, what I love about it is that it's a direct call to you. You know what I mean? They click and call.
Yeah,
and you're
going
to hear
that
it saying incoming.
Great.
Yes. Now,
that's the $249, right?
No, that one's the pay-per-lead, which is you're paying $572 and $44 gets deducted when a call comes in. That's that one.
That was part of the $249.
If you were doing the ideal package, remember I said the ideal package is two programs combined into one. Now, we first originally talked about the $249, right? That's when it's combined with the ideal. Because it's
you're
getting...
If it's not combined with the ideal, how much is it?
If it's not, then you're looking at $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So that you would be looking at is $398 to start it. You pay $299 monthly. That price will never change no matter how long you're with us. Doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get. You still pay that same rate. But basically that one's going to put you on the first page of Google in the local map section, content creation on Bing, okay? Directory submission is branding your Yelp page. And then you would have Facebook ads. Now, for us to run the Facebook ads, though, I'm going to need you to open up a personal Facebook and then create the business Facebook page and give us the management access to it. We send you the directions how to do it. And the reason that we ask you to set it up like that is because this way you have the ownership to that profile. We're just managing it. Okay. It will include the website. And then we cover the mobile platform, which covers iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice searches. So that is what we call the Platinum package.
Yeah, no.
What do you not like about it?
I need to find just all of it.
Okay. You know what I hear? In all respect, right? I hear a lot of trust issues is what I hear.
Yes.
Because you've had experiences with directory listings. Look at, and I'm going to tell you, you've attempted.
No, it's not that. It's mm-hmm. the fact that everything's got to be a subscription, which means, let me put it to you in my terms.
Okay.
I'm now going to pay, so that Platinum package, what is that a month?
$2.99 a month.
Okay. So that's $300. That $300, I could just be not spending that and wait for jobs to come to me via word of mouth, which is already happening. That's how I get the majority of my business. So that doesn't cost me a dime. Plus, they're already, in essence, feeling good about me because I was recommended by another person that they know.
Absolutely.
About, you know?
Absolutely.
And so I'm, and my old boss was the same way. He's like, I've never had to advertise in my life. I just did it all through quality work and word of mouth, and it takes care of itself. And that's, I
need
to trust that to happen.
Could I ask you, Brian, you know, respectfully, because I'm trying to see, like, if there's anywhere that I could help you, right? When you signed up with Yelp, right, to do their free trial, and then you signed up with Angie's, which you technically paid $750 to get $1,000 in leads. So basically, all they did was put up $250, right? Because
right.
you paid $750, okay?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even say they had to put up $250 because those ads could be arbitrarily priced at whatever. They could be raising the price of the ads
right.
normally.
But I mean,
trial period.
But what I'm trying to get at is that you put in $750 for them to give you an additional $250, right? Is what I'm getting at.
Right, because
majority
it
of it was your money,
thing.
Right?
Because
so
it was a one-time thing. And
correct.
I figured if I got one decent call from it, then it would pay it back.
Exactly. So what I was trying to like get at is, when you did these two platforms, was there something that you were specifically trying to achieve? Like, what was that? Or was it just to see if they worked?
I just wanted to see if it would increase my business, and it really hasn't. It's really just added more stress to me. And I'm afraid that doing another one and canceling these guys is going to be the same thing.
Well,
because, like,
if you...
I mean,
uh-huh.
Yours, I will say I do like the idea that they call me direct, so I don't have to be, like, checking the app.
Chasing them down.
The phone, I guess, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But...
I understand, you know, word of mouth is what's worked for you because people are trusting the person that referred them to you, right? Because of the work that you've done. But again, your mistrust is coming from directory listings, right? I mean, Brian, if you were, say you were one of your own prospects, right? You needed an HVAC service done. Where would you look if you didn't know anybody? Where would you go? Would you go to Yelp or would you go to Angie's?
I'd probably go to Google first.
And that's where 90% of searches would start and stop, you know? So the platforms that we offer is because those are the platforms that we know that people will utilize to search for those services. And that's why Angie's runs their ads on Google. And that's exactly why they do it, because they know that that's where the searches are being performed. They would never list your company there, you know? I think even if you got one installation job off of Angie's leads, right, that right there would probably pay for itself. I mean, once you've paid yourself back and the products and so forth, I think with the profit that you would make would probably be maybe one or two jobs would pay for itself, right? Just because I don't know what your profit margin is. You don't have, it's not like you're paying a bunch of employees like other companies, right?
No, I have like no overhead, and by doing all these things, I'm adding overhead. That's the other thing that's frustrating. I'm like, I'm spending money that I don't need to be spending. I mean, not that money is tight, but money is always tight as a business owner.
Oh, of course. Well, you got to know where you're spending your dollars and that you're getting a return, because as long as you're investing $1 and you get 10 back, I mean, you're going to keep investing that dollar, right?
Sure.
The other thing that I want to share with you, because I don't ever want to be misleading. I'm pretty straightforward on everything. That's just the way I am. And if that means that what I tell you, even with our timeline, is going to make you say, you know what, that's going to take too long for me, at least I did my job. But this will never happen overnight. Okay. Everything is a process. Because especially when we're getting you verified through Google, just for the Google Business Profile, that typically would take 60 to 90 days. And I say this because it's written in our terms and conditions, and I'll stick to it even when I've seen it happen sooner, just because I'm the type of person, I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Directory submissions do happen within 5 to 7 days. Website and Facebook ads are live within 7 to 14 days. Now, all of those could be also generating phone calls for you. But again, with our timeline, I would say this. The first month, a lot of it is the programming. And that's not to say that you won't get some calls. When you feel the strength of our program is going to be in that second month. Okay? So, again, I shared this with you because I also had heard, you know, not a concern, but in the beginning you mentioned, like, listen, I don't want to be overwhelmed. You know, you're one man, you're owner-operator. So, you know, this type of a program is to bring you like a steady flow of quality type of clients that you can pick and choose the ones you want to take. Because with the platinum package, you're not being charged for every call or job. Right? Because it's that flat rate. But, you know, it's something that we are offering you. It is a listing that we are actively looking to fill today.
Why are you looking to actively fill it?
Because when a position becomes available within the local map section on Google, okay, it is a position that we are directed to fill the same day. Now, does that mean it happens? It depends on who we talk with.
So basically, you're saying there's a need in my area.
Correct. So on the listing of Google within that local map, there's like 40 channel partners, okay, within the United States that are channel partners to Google. We don't work for Google, and we are not Google. Google will never call you directly, okay? There are channel partners like ourselves that reach out to businesses like yours to offer you that first page placement. So we're calling through the area. My reps are given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify. Typically, what pre-qualifies you is because you have some online presence. You're just not on the first page of Google. So as we're calling through the area, they're qualifying until we find one company that says, you know what? Yeah, I like what you guys are offering. I can handle more work. Let's move forward. Then it gets closed out. We have several categories that they're working on right now. Like I got a tree service in Dallas, Texas, we're trying to fill. Also in Dallas, we have a concrete contractor vertical or category, should I say, that we're trying to fill as well. We're working on some in California that we're trying to fill. So there's like many throughout the United States.
Okay.
So would you say, because of the experiences that you're having with these two, right? Would this be generating more of a bill for you rather than you looking at it as an investment? In all honesty, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you know what? Then that's not my goal here. Then it's just not a right fit for you. Because if you're going to look at it as being another bill, then you're looking at it all wrong. Then it's just not the right time. You got to look at this as investing in your company. And I think just with the experiences that you are having now, it's just kind of left that sour taste in your mouth. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is I know that this is the slow time of the season. And I'm looking forward because I've got irons in the fire that I'm waiting to drop. But I was basically hoping, oh, maybe I can get a few more leads, a few more calls this month. And I had somebody similar. I don't know if it was the same company. I couldn't tell you, but somebody similar called me, and I was like, call me back after April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call me back later, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah. If I could ask you this, though, because I know you said this is your slow season, right?
Yep.
And then you mentioned, if I want, call you back April 15th. What would change from here to then? What would change?
Hopefully the weather, and if I can get my apartment up and running. Because that's the other thing. I don't rely on this company 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of unique in that regard. I've got rental. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's been one of the blessings about the slow period is it, I got a chance to work on it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll text you my contact information. I couldn't tell you if there's anything available, you know, come April 15th, because like I said, we're going to continue to call until it gets filled, right?
Okay.
But Brian, you know, I'll send you my contact information just because, I mean, if something were to change, you know, you're always welcome to call me too. It's just based on the availability, right?
Yeah,
if we don't have anything open, then we just put you back on a list. So if something were to ever open back up, then we would at least want to try to reach back out again. Okay? But I wish you all the best.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything. I hope it all works out.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too.